Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, Branson, Missouri. And we're looking really at the current events in the light of Bible prophecy. Russia has made a big move of expansionism. We've seen them turning hardline. We've seen them killing journalists. We've watched Vladimir Putin take over. He is the czar of Russia right now. He appointed someone else who's like a puppet to him to be the president. He's the prime minister. He's calling the shots. He's raised up a youth group. He is expanding and moving toward the south. He's moving toward Georgia. He's moving toward Israel. He's working with Syria and looking. He has a flotilla of ships in the area of Syria with the idea of establishing a port and missiles in Syria just to Israel's north. We know, according to the Bible prophecy, that Russia is coming down from the north. Now, they're turning hardline again. I gave you last week some of my witness as a minister. God appoints me to see things, watch things in the world, and then to give the witness of it. My witness of the Soviet Union started in 1979 and went right up with Jim and Kathy Caseman. I went so many times into Soviet Russia, witnessed the hard things that were happening there, even saw the refuseniks, the Jews, that were trying to get out of Russia, and Russia would not let them go. But even in the midst of all the hard times, when we were running from the KGB, going to the underground church, I remember that Sister Jeannie Wilkerson gave us a prophecy, and she prophesied this in a prayer meeting. We were getting ready to go into Russia, and she prophesied, "Shortly before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, there will be relative freedom to preach the gospel behind the Iron Curtain. It is God's mercy before judgment. While the door is open, get your work done. Then you will have to quickly then get out. The door will close again. Judgment will come." We watched it happen. I remember when the wall fell in 1989, and then the Soviet system in 1990 and 91 began to fall apart. And I remember when we first went in and we had the first relative freedom to preach the gospel. There are millions of people in Leningrad, now St. Petersburg, millions of people in Moscow, and they're mostly on the streets. Riding subways, millions of people out just, you know, shoulder to shoulder. And I remember the first time when we went in just after the wall fell and we got to preach the gospel openly in the streets on the steps of the National Museum, former National Museum of Atheism. I remember we had translators, we had some tracts, we had some Bibles. The people would come in crowds, would come over to us. They would just take those tracts out of our hands. I said it was like fish jumping in the boat. And that lasted for a while. We established even some offices in these former Soviet states. And I remember a man saying to us, "Well, we must have been wrong about our translation of Ezekiel 38 and 39 because Russia's open now. I don't think it will ever close again." And I said, "It will close again. The Bible is right." And then I knew Sister Wilkerson's prophecies. It was an amazing thing about that wall falling. That wall fell on November the 11th, 1989. Now, the Berlin Wall falling had everything to do with God and little to do with the leaders of this world, which, yes, God used a Reagan. Yes, God used Gorbachev. But this didn't fall. This wall didn't fall with an army. It didn't even fall with a meeting at the United Nations. It fell because God kicked it over. Just ordinary citizens started chipping away out at it one night, and the soldiers just stood back and let them. The wall divided East Germany from West Germany. When the West won World War II, they had a meeting, and they divided up the spoils. They divided up Germany. The part, we were allies in World War II with Russia. The part that Russia was awarded, they built a big wall, divided Berlin, that city, divided East Germany from West Germany. The United States got West Germany, and West Germany prospered, but East Germany became a part of that horrible Soviet system. And this wall that went down the center of Berlin, if people tried to cross over that wall, the guards would shoot them. But on November the 11th, 1989, the guards didn't shoot the people that began chipping away at the wall, and the wall fell. Folks, it was on an anniversary. When God does things, he does them oftentimes on specific dates to point out to you that it's signed, I did this, God did this. It was the 51st anniversary of Kristallnacht. Kristallnacht, which happened in November 1938, on the 10th and the 11th of November. It's Kristallnacht means night of the broken glass. It was that night that Adolf Hitler decided he would see if the world would react. He actually tested the world with some actions he took against the Jews in Germany. He broke glass and ordered his SS troops to break the glass in the businesses of Jews who had businesses, break all the glass, also break the glass in the synagogues. That night he burned 1,300 synagogues. And he started carrying Jews off and confiscating their properties. It was the night of the broken glass, Kristallnacht. It was thrilling to me that it was exactly on that date, 51 years later, that the Berlin Wall fell. God did it. It was another anniversary date. It was approximately the 70th anniversary of the 1917, given a couple of years plus, Bolshevik Revolution. After the Bolshevik Revolution, communism came into power into former Tsarist Russia. Now, you say, what? That was called the October Revolution. When the October Revolution happened, Russia was going by the old Russian Orthodox Church calendar. But since communism came in, they started going by the same calendar you and I go by. So although it was the October Revolution on the old calendar, on the new calendar, it was November 7th and 8th. So it was approximately the 70th anniversary of Russia going communist. It was the 50th anniversary of the Nazis, and God chose that date to kick down the Berlin Wall. And it was on that date that communism's teeth were pulled, and as Sister Wilkerson had prophesied, the door opened for us to have relative freedom to preach the gospel behind the Iron Curtain. Work fast, she said, because the door is going to close again. It's mercy before judgment. Judgment is coming. Folks, judgment is coming to the former Soviet Union, to the former Tsarist Russia. Why is judgment coming? As we see them coming down from the north and coming down into Syria, and eventually they will come down into Israel, Shelley. It is because of their terrible anti-Semitism in the past. When the Jews, after Titus the Roman came and destroyed the Second Temple, and carried off Jews, many Jews fled, and many of them fled north. And they fled into the lands around Russia, and then coming over into Russia. During the 15th century, the Jews were expelled from several countries in Western Europe where they had fled. England pushed its Jews out. Other nations, Spain, pushed their Jews out. And many of the Jews moved eastward to the kingdoms of Poland and Lithuania, which were more open to Jewish settlement. However, as the Russian czars pushed westward, they conquered territory from Poland, Estonia, Lithuania, and the number of Jews which fell under Russian administration grew. Now I'm reading this from a website called World Future Fund. So many Jews were in the lands that were controlled by the Russian czars that they increasingly turned their attention toward the Jews, whom they considered the enemies of Christ. They called them Christ killers. When Ivan the Terrible, for instance, is one of the worst Russian czars. when Ivan's army occupied the Polish city of Polotsk in 1563, which had a large and prosperous Jewish community, all local Jews were ordered to convert to the Orthodox faith. Those who resisted were either drowned in the Dvina River or burned at the stake. Now, I have studied a lot about Tsarist Russia, how terrible they were to the Jews. Ivan the Terrible, he earned his name, the Terrible. And he loved to watch things die. He loved to watch animals die. When he was a boy, he would go to the top of a big tower, drop down a puppy dog, run down to the bottom, and watch it die. And he and his thug monks, would have drunken orgies every night. They would go into the Greek Orthodox church. They would stare at the icons until he said the Lord revealed to him who should die the next day. Then he would round those people up and torture them. Oftentimes, there were other Russian nobles. He might skin them alive. He went down to this Polish city, and when he got there, he said, now, there's the river. There's the Dvina River. Ice was in it. He said, you have your choice. You can be baptized in that river, and you can be like me, saved, go to heaven. Or you can be drowned in the river. Of course, nobody wanted to be like Ivan the Terrible, so almost the whole Jewish peoples of that city elected to be drowned in the Dvina River. The rest were burned at the stake. You can see, folks, why we have to face this horrible history. I do not believe Ivan the Terrible was a Christian, but he operated under the sign of a cross. And that's what we've had to reinstate when we show love to the Jewish community. It is because every nation, as a nation, is judged by how they treated Israel. We'll talk more about that this week. We're going to make available to you this week a CD. Actually, it's going to be 5 or 6 CDs. That was made long ago when we were going into Soviet Union, and it's called Happenings. You can get that for $25. And if you want to hear to these stories out of the archives, when they were alive and when they were happening, you can get that CD set called Happenings for $25. You can also get this week's radio teaching for $5. It's called Russian Witness Week 2. You can go online and listen to our radio programs, billybrim.org. Phone us at 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. I think you'll enjoy listening to our witness of the Soviet Union when it was live and when it was happening. I remember making those tapes years ago called Happenings, and we put them on CD for you. You can get them now by calling 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom until next week when we will be, well, not till next week. Shalom, shalom until tomorrow. Excuse me. Shalom, shalom. Billy Brim. Bye-bye.